Well, let's talk cricket. Let's talk World Cup. Let's talk Ireland success.
Yeah.
The coach, Phil Simmons, joins us now. Hello, Phil.
How are you, pal?
Very well. Two from two, coach.
Yeah. It's going well. It's going good.
It's outstanding. It was a tight one yesterday, though.
Yeah, too tight for my age group, you know. That's good for the young people.
I think it won. Well, first off, can we talk about a little bit of the luck of the Irish, Phil, which I imagine you're learning a fair bit about lately after Ed Joyce. This was remarkable, wasn't it? The off stump, he's batting in about the 10th over. His off stump was clipped. The zinger bail actually gets dislodged. Then it comes straight back down on and lodges itself back in place.
It's all for TV, you know. We try to make sure that people stay watching us, you know. That was remarkable. I think, as he said after, he's used about his luck for about 2 years with that.
And Phil, are you seeing, obviously they're responding nicely. Is there been a big improvement while you've been coaching the side?
There's always been improvement from year to year and from tournament to tournament, because we work hard on the things that we learn while we're at different tournaments. When we go back, we tend to work to make sure we get up to where the bigger teams are, the Australians and the Indians and so on, and we're always trying to get to their level, you know.
Mm. Phil, it turned out to be a fair dinkum challenge in the end. You had to make 279 to win. At one stage, I think you needed a 100-odd off about 60-odd deliveries.
Yeah, it was 120 off about 70 deliveries or something like that. But the big fella came to the party then, you know, 15, 20 balls. He's one of the guys who can come as in Kevin O'Brien and hit the ball over the top in most grounds. So it's always good to have him lurking in the back there.
And you're off to Canberra for the next one, Phil. You'll take on South Africa.
Oof. Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah. It's always going to be a hard game, but it would be good if they come in off a loss on Friday.
Yes.
The Windies. You know, get them in that mood, and we can play as we played against the Windies, because we didn't really play as well as we should have done yesterday.
When you took on the Windies, Phil, you were standing up there in the grandstands. I was watching that match, and you had to witness, I think it's your nephew, isn't it, who took you apart for a century?
My cousin.
Your cousin.
As my wife was saying, it's the ideal game. He scores 100 and we win.
Yeah, that's right.
Not for me, though.
Yeah. Well, that was a big upset at the time, and it was great scenes, really good scenes.
Yeah. The crowd has been massive for us. We didn't even realize there were so much Irish people, Irish heritage down here. We've had so much support from the people down here. That's been great.
I think you fired the West Indies up, though. They're on a little bit of a roll now.
Yeah, I knew that. That's why I always said it was good to have them first game. They start slow, and when the wake-up call comes, which we gave them, somebody's going to pay.
Yeah. Well, that's it, right. They've won their last couple. Phil, now you've had, you know, like more than just that one upset win. You've now had a couple of wins. Are you, the boys and yourself, thinking about advancing and really making a mark in the championship?
Well, we've come here with a plan, and when I say with a plan, our attitude to the tournament is that we must try and play like we played in West Indies game in all games. That would take us to wherever. It doesn't matter how high, but our attitude is that we must play good cricket and play hard cricket and fight till the end. And every game we go in trying to play the same way, and that's our goal. It's not about where we reach. If you do the right things leading up to the game, you're going to go far.
Mm. Am I right in thinking Brett Lee has come in and spoken to the team?
Yeah, Brett had the 3 days with us early on, just during the warm-up games, and he was great. He was great for the guys. They're still talking about seeing him and hearing what he has to say and things like that. So it was great.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I mean, South Africa are using that. I think they're using Mike Hussey talking about Australian conditions, but it's smart to do that.
Yeah. You've got to have somebody from locally. We have also Matthew Mutt working with us right through the tournament. You know, so it's great, and their insight into all the different grounds and all the different conditions is great to have.
Phil, I noticed it might have been that game against the West Indies, and I was listening to the commentary, and we're talking about trying the ICC trying to boost the minnow nation, so to speak. But I think you guys have only played something like 9 one-day internationals in the last 3 years or so, compared to like other nations like ourselves, which are close enough to 100. It makes it hard to improve. You need to be playing more regular cricket, don't you?
Well, that's what it's about. They've just named us an Afghanistan in a 12-team ODI league. But what does that mean? Does it mean that they're going to find 15 to 20 games a year for us, which would give us the chance to be in the top 8? If they don't find that for us, well, then we're wasting time.
It doesn't seem right at all.
You need to be in some sort of competition where you're playing and being able to improve and get some consistency there.
Well, that's it. If we've shown that in every 4 years we can improve so much, imagine what can happen if we get 20 games a year for the next 2 or 3 years.
I'd keep fighting hard for that, Phil. Mate, after the win, the two wins, how do you keep the boys in control? Because it's a bit like they've won the World Cup when they win a game.
Well, that's what they like for the night. So I have to play policeman by the door on the night after the game. They're good. And the good thing about it, we have 4 or 5 days before the South Africa game. So we get to Canberra and relax. And then we have 3 full days of practice before the game. So they allowed a night out.
Phil, one of the problems with the Irish team is it doesn't matter what town you go to anywhere in this country or in the world, you're going to find an Irish pub the boys want to go to.
Definitely. There's a lot of PJ O'Briens. But the thing about it, we've got to a stage where we are professional enough, and the guys can go and have a drink. I left a few of them in the bar at 12 o'clock last night, but they know that it's only 2 games, and we've come here to play 9 games, so 2 games doesn't win the tournament. So.
Who's going to win out of Australia and New Zealand?
Oh, that's going to be a hard one.
It's going to be tight, I think.
It's going to be very tight, and New Zealand have the upper hand now because they've had success. The game, that washed out game for Australia, means they're a little bit cold because they haven't played for a while, But New Zealand has been playing some awesome cricket for the last maybe year.
Yes.
It's a tight one.
It will be. It'll be a good match. I had a bit of fun before 8:30. And saying that you were coming on the show, and I said that you, along with Inzamam Al-Haq, when you got out, were the slowest off any oval I've ever seen.
He is worse than me.
I hope so. You were faster in the field, though, Phil.
Yeah, I was much faster in the field. There's no comparison in the field.
Mind you, it's not fun getting out, so I understood that.
Yeah, and Slats loves the way that every time we chat to you, Phil, we show you catching him when he slashed just wide of off stump.
Why do they do you that, Slat?
Exactly. the thing is, whenever there's vision, they just keep rehashing. It's very boring now.
It's a great catch.
I don't remember that far back.
Yeah. Good on you, Phil. Listen, thanks for your time. Well done so far, and keep those Irish boys going.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Well done. There's Phil Simmons there, and doing a wonderful job for the Irish cricket.